Good morning. This is Jim and Pat Sanders for Farm and Country, and our program is For the Birds.
Every spring, starting in early March, just about when the spring peepers start their loud, high-pitched calls, we like to go out in the early evening and listen and look for American woodcocks. The male woodcock's evening display flights are one of the magical natural sights of springtime in the East. We hear buzzy peent calls from a display area on the ground. Then the woodcock flies upward in a wide spiral. As he gets higher, his wings start to twitter. At a height of 200 to 350 feet, the twittering becomes intermittent, and the bird starts to descend. He zigzags down, chirping as he goes, then lands silently near a female, if she is present. Once on the ground, he resumes peenting, and the display starts over again. It's notable that those twittering sounds, produced as he flies up, are produced by slim, stiff feathers at the woodcock's wingtips and not by a voice box. The flight itself is spectacular, but very hard to see in the low light. If you're lucky, you might be able to see it against the late evening or early morning sky. So, Jim, can you tell us what this bird looks like?
Well, the American woodcock is a very peculiar-looking bird. It's actually a type of shorebird, which isn't found on the shore. It's found in forests, forest edges, old fields, and wet meadows of eastern North America. Woodcocks are plump, short-legged shorebirds with very long, straight bills. Their large heads, short necks, and short tails give them a bulbous look on the ground and in flight. The wings are broad and rounded compared to most other shorebirds. They are well camouflaged in light brown, black, buff, and gray-brown tones, so they're hard to find except in the springtime at dawn and dusk when they're doing their mating dance. American woodcocks come close to having eyes in the back of their heads. Their very large eyes are positioned high and near the back of their skull. This arrangement lets them keep watch for danger in the sky while they have their heads down, probing in the soil for food. The American woodcock probes the soil with its bill to search for earthworms, using its flexible bill tip to capture prey. They walk slowly, and they sometimes rock their bodies back and forth, stepping heavily with the front foot. The vibrations from this motion may prompt earthworms to move underground, making slight sounds that the woodcocks may be able to hear or feel. So, Pat, I've mentioned the mating dance. Can you tell us more about what happens after that?
Well, some males display at several singing grounds and mate with multiple females. The female often visits four or more singing grounds before nesting, and she may keep up these visits even while she cares for her young. The male gives no parental care and continues to display long after most females have laid their eggs. The woodcock has also been called by some colorful names such as the timberdoodle, the Labrador twister, night partridge, and bog sucker.
If you'd like to go on a woodcock walk and learn more about the bird, the Northeast Pennsylvania Audubon Society is sponsoring a woodcock dance program on Saturday, March 22nd at 6:30 p.m. at the Varden Conservation Area near Lake Ariel, PA. Visit the website at www.nepaaudubon.org, that is www.nepaaudubon.org, to learn more about this opportunity.
We hope you've enjoyed this week's segment. If you have any questions, comments, or suggestions for future programs, you can email us at forthebirds@farmandcountry.org. This has been Pat and Jim Sanders of the Northeast Pennsylvania Audubon Society, and we're For the Birds.